good evening. Welcome to the Night Shift Podcast. That's right, your co-host from the West Coast that know the most, A. Dot Carter, and your host, the one and only host of Paul TV, the founder of Paul TV, and the host of the Night Shift Podcast. That's right, Mr. Paul P. Dot Moss. We go live 3 to 4 days a week on Facebook and on Instagram, where you can reach him at as P. Moss. You can DM him or you can follow him on Instagram, which is PAUL1CHOSEN. Last name MOSS. That's his IG. So go ahead and show him some love on his page. Let's light it up. You feel what I'm saying? I'm glad to be back on here. You know, just dealing with life, right? Everyday life, everyday situations. You know, I just had to revamp, you know what I mean? Re-strategize and back on air, you know what I mean? Like I told y'all before, we was doing a lot of things behind the scenes. The Paul TV team and the Night Shift Podcast team up at the 1410 Productions. We've been just building, collaborating, just trying to figure out and map out some things for this forthcoming year. Lord willing, the creek don't rise 2021. Yes, like I was saying in the previous podcast, I will be going more visual. I still will be doing audio. So I know you guys miss me out there. I appreciate the love and I appreciate the support each and every Sunday that I was tuning in, giving y'all these streams, giving y'all these shows from the Night Shift Podcast. You know what I mean? So I'm gonna be going 2 days, two times a week, starting in 2021. So y'all stay tuned for that. Man, it just it feels good, you know what I mean? Even though we're going through this pandemic, you know what I mean? Things are happening, you know what I mean? Magic is appearing and things is just blossoming, you know what I mean? In order for your flower to blossom, right, you gotta water it, you know what I mean? And that's what I've been doing with myself, and that's what me and Paul been doing with the Paul TV brand. We've been just watering it, you know, with just love, knowledge, wisdom, you know, all the above, you know what I mean? Just keep y'all informed on what's been going on, you know what I mean, how to go about your day, how you can be more productive at home in your relationship, you know what I mean, relationship with your kids most definitely is important. And also, you know, on the side note of that, just being productive and being there for them as far as they school and they e-learning, because at the end of the day, you are their best teacher. If this pandemic didn't show you that, then I don't know what's gonna show you, you know what I mean? So really tap in with your kids, you know what I mean? Instill and drill the knowledge of the do's and don'ts of life, you feel what I'm saying? As far as their credit, you know what I mean? As far as how to conduct business, right? As far as just teaching them things that they can carry on throughout life that, you know what I mean, school is not really gonna implement that. It's not really gonna teach that, you know what I mean? You're gonna get your basics, but let's just keep it a buck. Let's keep it honest. The stuff that, especially in my generation, the stuff that you was taught in school, to a certain degree, to a certain extent, you won't really use it too much out here in the real world anyway. Don't get me wrong. Shout out to a few teachers, you know what I mean, that taught me along the way. But we all know that, or if you don't know, you know what I mean, it's designed like that for a purpose. You know what I mean? It's to keep us down. It's to keep us under. They don't want us one up top. You know what I mean? They don't want us to be one up on them. You feel what I'm saying? They want their fists on your neck. They want to keep you down. You feel what I'm saying? They want to keep you low. You know what I mean? So that's why you get the education that you get when you go to the schools in the urban area, in the low class area, as opposed to if you go to schools in the middle class or upper class area, you're going to get the high quality education. It's facts. It's just not shit that's made up. It's all facts. You can do your research. Do your due diligence. Please do your research. Go look it up. You know what I mean? Go on Google. You got Google nowadays. Go read. It's true. And even to a certain extent, it won't be told. You know what I mean? It started to really unfold itself. You know what I mean? For those that's allegedly woke out there, you know what I mean? I shouldn't have to tell you if you already woke, but I'm gonna tell you anyway, because you can never be too woke. You know, you always, like I always tell my kids, you got to keep your head on the swivel, because you never know what's coming. You feel what I'm saying? And that advice that you get from people, don't just take it and be like, yeah, I'm gonna do that, I'm gonna do that. No, I'm gonna do my due diligence, I'm gonna do my research, then I plug more into what I've researched, because research is everything throughout life, throughout how you conduct your business. If you want to know anything, you know, like my aunt always told me, don't just take my word for it. She told me this when I was 17, and I ain't learned this until I was about 17 years old when I moved with her up there in Cleveland. She said, just don't take my word for it. You know what I mean? It was a DIY. Just do it yourself. Do your research. And you know, I had to really kind of learn that. You know what I mean? Because she taught me how to be more of independent. You know what I mean? Self-reliant. How to tap in information. How to put in job applications, right? Signing your own self up for school. You know, because these are the essentials and the necessities and stuff like that you're gonna need to, you know what I mean, to get started through your life. Because you know why? People not gonna do it for you. You know what I mean? Nothing's gonna get done for you. You gotta get up off your ass and do it yourself. You feel what I'm saying? You gotta make some out yourself out here. You know what I mean? You want some, you got to go out here and earn. You got to go out here and take it. You know what I mean? In so many words, I'm just paraphrasing. But we all get the gist. We all catch the drift of what I was saying, of what I'm saying right now. In that aspect, then, you know, we do need that. We need a lot more do-it-yourself. Because as you see, the government ain't going to do shit for you. You feel what I'm saying? Oh, let me take that back. They just gonna do just a little bit. And even still, that's not even enough. You know, we live in a corrupted system. We know that. So, shoot, build your own system. You know what I mean? And get some people, some knowledgeable people to expand and uplift in that system. Tap into different resources. You know what I mean? That's how I'm coming. So let me move from that and let me jump into the next segment, which is, yeah, the sports segment. I know you guys are excited about the NBA preseason getting ready to start real soon. So I know y'all happy about that. You know what I mean? I am too. You feel what I'm saying? It's been some changes in the NBA. It's been some trades. It's been some this, that, and the third. I will get back to y'all as far as what's been going on. I haven't really put up all the sources and all the changes of what's been going on, but I have been watching. I just haven't accumulated enough information to lay it across here on the podcast. So, you know what I mean? Let's just, you know, bear with me on that note. You feel what I'm saying? Football, on the other hand, though, start to seem quite interesting. You know what I mean? Some teams took some losses that wasn't expected to take no loss. You know, I ain't gonna say no name, Steelers, but you know what I'm saying? on that note, you know what I mean? It's just been a rough roller coaster, you know what I mean? The media trend's been going up with that Steelers team. You know, you got some people saying, oh, they ain't played nobody, you feel what I'm saying? This, that, and the third, that's neither here or there, you feel what I'm saying? So, y'all can go up under those Steelers fans page, you know what I mean? Light that shit up, blow it, you know, don't blow it up, but I'm saying as far as with comments, you know what I mean? Go light it up. Up under their comments, you feel what I'm saying? Let them know, you know? So that's gonna be interesting. So we got what? They're 11-1 now, right along with KC, you feel what I'm saying? Sure. So it's been quite interesting, you know what I mean? It's been a critical year, and I'm pretty sure we all know that 2020 ain't really been a pleasant year to us, you know what I mean, with the shutdowns, certain restrictions that you had to follow, the guidelines, the worstest fires popping off in California, hitting the hottest temperatures during the summer. I think the valley hit about between 115 and 128 this year. Maybe 130, you feel what I'm saying? So it's been rough. A little bit everywhere in the U.S. been taking some hard hits in 2020, you know what I mean? I'm always optimistic, so I'm hoping for better in the forthcomings of 2021. You feel what I'm saying? I'm hoping for better. But in order for it to be better, you got to make better moves and make better adjustments, because we all know or don't know what's coming forth. You know what I mean? So just keep your head on a swivel with that while you out here. You know what I mean? Please protect yourself. Be smart. Be 6 feet apart. Stay 6 feet apart. Make sure you got your mask. Make sure you got your hand sanitizer. Make sure you got your gloves. Make sure you got your Lysol spray. Make sure you got all your essential needs and products to keep clean. You know what I mean? I'm not no medical advisory or nothing, but I do know the basics of, you know what I mean, keeping clean, you know what I mean? Keep your immune system boosted up. You keep that boosted up by eating the right foods. I'm not here to judge you. I ain't no health coach. None of that. I'm still working on some issues. I still love my Oreo cookies. I ain't gonna sit here and lie to you. You know, you can, you know, smack your lips, turn your neck, you know what I mean? But we all got some type of cravings that still, it's kind of hard to let go. But just be on the cutback, you feel what I'm saying? Try not to indulge too much. You know, now I only eat about once a day, you feel what I'm saying? Maybe once or twice I drink water, you feel what I'm saying? Do my push-ups. You know what I mean? I'm not a real workaholic, shall I say, but you know what I mean? In due time, I put in 1%. You know, like my man B.I. Reed always say, you know what I mean? From a group that I'm in, he always say put that 1% in and just push, you feel what I'm saying? Put that work in, you know what I mean? Well, what you waiting on? You know, let's go to work. And that's pretty much what I do, you feel what I'm saying? Even while I be at work, just be thinking and walking around as I do my rounds as a security guard or whatnot. So that's what I do. You know, and while I walk, I use that as an exercise as well too. You know, I also exercise the mind. I feed my mind more just as much as I feed my body, because at one point I neglected the mind. I wasn't feeding the mind the right stuff. You feel what I'm saying? So now I'm obtaining a lot of knowledge and following things with substance, and that's what I do here on this platform, is to give you wisdom, knowledge and some substance. And I think I said that back in, don't quote me on it, but probably between episode 3 and 4. It's been a while. You know what I mean? That's the season of the pod, of the Night Shift podcast. Season 1 will be coming to an end real soon. Been a while if we go back, but besides all that, it's mad love, you know what I mean? Love yourself. You know, if you love yourself, you'll do things better to, you know what I mean, make yourself happy. If you're not happy with your situation you're in, you know, you gotta don't adapt, right? You know what I mean? Make the changes, you know what I mean? Utilize the sources, really tap into those sources and really just put the work in with those sources, you know? You have to do that, you know what I mean? Because nobody's going to do it for you, you know what I mean? It's all the help in the world. You got all the help, all the books, all the webinars, whatever you be reading, whatever that you're reading. But my advice to y'all, you know what I mean? As you read, implement it. Go for it. You know what I mean? Don't worry about what people are going to say about you. You feel what I'm saying? People are going to talk about you until the day that you leave this here earth. And even still, they still going to talk about you. So, you know what I mean? Go after it. Go for it. Attack it. You feel what I'm saying? Attack it. Get after it. You know what I mean? You have to. What you gonna do? Just keep waiting on the opportunities to come. You gonna keep waiting. You gonna keep waiting. You feel what I'm saying? You keep doing that. That's like being in New York. Being in New York trying to catch a cab. You don't stop the cab. It's gonna keep on riding past. It's gonna keep on passing you up. Things gonna keep on passing you up. You feel what I'm saying? So get in front of that motherfucker. You feel what I'm saying? Let them know that, hey, you in the building. You here. You feel what I'm saying? I'm bringing things forth. You know, I'm making things shake. I'm making things move. You feel what I'm saying? So in order to make those things move, you got to move. You got to get up. You got to get with it. You feel what I'm saying? You know, nobody's going to believe until you believe. You feel what I'm saying? Believe in yourself. That's all that it takes. You know, go hard at what you do. Believe in yourself. You know, nothing's going to come to you. You sitting around, what you waiting on? You already know the effects of sitting around for too long. Things just going to pass you up. You ain't going to get shit done. You forever going to be stuck in that position. You know, you got to transition. You know, you got to change your mindset on things. You got to change your mindset on life and how things been going for you in the past up until now, and what results have you seen? You seen a whole bunch of you might have seen, you know, what you thought was superb and cool, because that's what was painted towards us, but it really wasn't. You feel what I'm saying? And you see the results ain't changed. So you got to be the change within yourself. You know what I mean? If that makes any sense to anybody. You know, like I said, you can always DM me on my Facebook, my IG, which is A Carter the One, which is ACARTERDA1, the number one. You can hit me up on my Facebook. You can DM me. You can also email me, the Night Shift Podcast 1@gmail.com, which is THENIGHTSHIFTPODCAST 1@gmail.com. And that's how we gonna get down with that. Now my next segment that I'm gonna get into, right, is gonna be my next two episodes that I will be doing. I will be having two guests that I feel like holds a lot of value in wants to get it out there, and it's just been bottled in for them for so long that it's starting to leak out their pores. You feel what I'm saying? My next interview is going to be, you know what I mean? And I tapped in, you know what I mean? It's going to be, I can't tell y'all right now, but they're going to bring some heat. So it's going to be some back-to-back episodes popping off. You feel what I'm saying? They're going to bring some heat. So make sure you got your snacks ready. You feel what I'm saying? You ain't going nowhere unless you work the night shift. Like I do. You feel what I'm saying? Unless you be on a night shift move and a night shift grind like I do. So, you know, just stay tuned. It's some things that's about to be shaking off. We is probably going to talk more about this. And I know y'all been hearing about it. The COVID-19 vaccination. Let me know y'all thoughts on that. You know, will you be taking the vaccination? Will you not be taking the vaccination? If you are taking the vaccination, why? If you're not taking the vaccination, why? You guys can message me on the Anchor Messenger, or just tap into the podcast, click the link, leave a message right there. You know, let me know how y'all feel about that, and we'll get more to it. Also, check out the Night Shift Podcast group on Facebook. You feel what I'm saying? Leave something up under there, and we gonna talk heavy about this. You know what I mean? Now we know, man. Some people feel a certain type of way about it. Me personally, I don't think it's a good idea to get out there and take that vaccination. I really don't. You know, for one, you know, like my man's Paul, me and Paul talked about, it was too quick they came up with that vaccination. Just the research and studies that's came across, you know, the vaccinations more than likely sometime cause certain defects. You feel what I'm saying? And you can look this stuff up in the CDC, you know, the side effects of the vaccinations. You know what I mean? Just do your due diligence, tap in, read to that. You know, you got some people that feel like the vaccination is just going to free up and slow down the coronavirus. Well, you know, which is their right to believe what you want to believe, and they have every right to exercise just like we all do, whether you want to take it or not. But I'm just voicing my opinion on the topic of the vaccination, which we will continue this conversation about it, because, you know, both sides of the ball, we can go on and on about it. You know what I mean? As far as taking care of the vaccination, it's been talk saying that, you know, as far as the vaccination, before you even it's probably gonna be a requirement for you to, before you go back to work, get vaccinated. Before the kids go back to school, get vaccinated. You have to get the COVID-19 vaccination. Now, have I took my kids to get their shots? I have up until this point. Maybe up until this point, probably about a couple of years ago, I had stopped the vaccinations. You feel what I'm saying? Just by them getting pricked on, you know, just taking the vaccination with all this stuff in there that they tell you, all these terminological words that's in the vaccination, and you don't know what's in there, hurting yourself, hurting your kids. And I just got a different way about it, you know, so it's ways around that. You know, you just eat healthy, you know, eat your vegetables, you know, keep your immune system boosted up, you know what I mean? You got your CMOS product out there, you got your herbs. You just talk to a specialist, you talk to a medical advisory for that. Talk to a doctor that specializes in that area, you know what I'm saying? It's there, so take heed, take precaution. Know what you inject into your body before you put it in there. Don't just take my word for it. Go do your research. Do your due diligence. You feel what I'm saying? In order to, and another thing I want to add on top of what I was talking about earlier, in order to make moves, if you owe, you know what I mean? You got to pay your dues. You feel what I'm saying? You got to pay for your business licenses. You got to pay for your trademarks. You got to pay for your LLCs. In order to play, you got to pay. You feel what I'm saying? Just do things accordingly, do things the right way. You feel what I'm saying? That's all I could really say on that, but I just wanted to say this. I hope you guys enjoyed what I had to get on here and say. I appreciate y'all for tuning in. You know what I mean? Also, if you got Buzzsprout, click on the share link. It's called All's Well. All's Well has comfortable pillows and comfortable bed fittings that is adjustable to your back and to your neck. The micro beads in the pillow and in the mattress alone is very comfortable and is worth a try if you ever need a bed, you know. Look into All's Well. Click on the link, the share link in the Buzzsprout podcast platform. Also, Buzzsprout is a great place to also record your podcast, save your podcast, send off your podcast. It offers MP3 soundproof recording. It offers a whole bunch of other things visually and other avenues that your podcast can be heard on and sent to on different platforms. So when you get a chance, check that out. Also, if you find it in your heart, you can also make a big donation, small donation, whatever you can afford donation to the Night Shift Podcast. You know, you can subscribe to it monthly. You can also send a Cash App to Ace Money Carter. Cash App is Ace, ACEMONEYCARTER. We would gladly appreciate that. You know, it's to help with the studio, the recording, and the forthcomings of the second season of the Night Shift Podcast. So, any donation, hey, is acceptable. You know what I mean? Like I said, I appreciate y'all tuning in to the Night Shift Podcast. I hope that y'all hanging strong out there, whether you at work, you at home, or you out there grocery shopping. I appreciate you. You feel what I'm saying? I never forget when I first started this. You guys, you know what I mean, pushed me in the right direction, and I just had to get this out worldwide. So I appreciate the love, I appreciate the support. Like I said, you can look me up on IG, acarter1, acarterda1. You can also look up my guy Paul, paulthechosen 1 MOSS on IG, and also look up Paul Moss from Washington, D.C. You'll see he's the voice of Paul TV, so you can look him up on Facebook, which is Paul, last name Moss. So, on that note, I appreciate y'all tuning in. Y'all be safe out there, be smart, stay 6 feet apart. Enjoy your evening, and please, 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 Be kind to one another. Be helpful to one another. Be respectful to one another. You know what I mean? Let's aim on making things a better place. We already seen how it was, how it's going for the worst, so let's make it better. All right? One love. Peace out.